you know, I'm a little bit on the fence, honestly, about the housing in the building, because I think it does kind of clash a little bit with the comprehensive plan as far as mixed uses. But again, you know, the scale of this thing, it's not like there's a huge processing plant being built. It's housing hundreds of people, and it's in a mixed. You know, I think this is a reasonable thing what's being asked for, and I'm going to support it.
Any further discussion from commissioners? Hearing none. Do we have an all in favor for resolution approving resolution 2017-11?
You're going to add conditions to those, which I'm suggesting they sound like subject to in a year review for any concerns regarding noise, the typical ones, noise, traffic, waste, or nuisance calls.
Would it be just the 1 year, or would it be consecutive on a yearly?
I think it's subject to the coming year. I mean, you can see how it goes. I would leave it annually, and then you can decide based next year if you wanted to say that's not necessary. I have found one nice thing about some of these things, and they're different places, but it is nice sometimes when the business owner comes in and they tend to like to report on how well their business is doing. So it's always that kind of an opportunity to keep a relationship with the commission rather than you only come in if there's a nuisance. So I would suggest that it be an annual review. And then if at such time next year or in 2 years you think it's wasting everyone's time or it's not necessary, then you can alter that.
That sounds reasonable.
Well, yeah, it's if this was to sell, the conditional use permit would only run for this business, I mean, this kind of a use. So it's always good to remind people of that if they go to sell this, that someone who might be a potential buyer thinks it's commercial use and it's not. Especially here when we don't have a big real estate kind of community, things are tend to happen quickly. Someone could buy something and suddenly not realize that they can't do what they think. So
so to follow up on that, would this conditional use permit stick with the building then if it switched owners?
Okay.
And that would the yearly review would also stay in place
with
that, right? Okay, perfect.
This is not a zone change, just so folks know, and that's the nice thing about a conditional use permit. It's totally different. So if someone comes in with a polywog facility, it's not saying there's already a precedent set. It's something completely different, and the site can be completely different. So it's not a zone change. We don't have a spot zoning. It's performance-based.
Okay. So we need a motion to accept the revisions to the... Yeah.
Okay. like make a motion to accept the revisions made to the conditional use permit of resolution 2017-11.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion passes. Okay, item two, resolution 2017-12, approving a variance of 6 feet for an octopus processing facility on Tract A, USS 5185, Plat 89-22, located at 1757 Broadway Avenue.
Motion to accept resolution 2017-12.
Second. Staff discussion.
Right. So, I'm trying to remember. Does our report recommend approval of this? Do you have that in front of you?
I did not.
Don't think so.
You can dig out the back.
So, I think what we want to make sure we're comfortable with here on this is that, first of all, if we want to approve the setback, then we'll have to make a new motion to basically approve the request for a variance. And the The only other thing that I think was new to me when I visited the site and talked with Mr. Dickerson was that are we still talking about building a building over the little creek? Or have you removed that from your plan?
Building a building over the creek?
Yeah, we were talking about, you had things laid out and there was that creek there.
No.
Okay.
All that refrigeration equipment is
going
to
be
there
now.
Okay.
That corner doesn't go out to the creek.
All right. So that would be my only, that was my only kind of, how would that work, you know? And we had a little discussion about that, even though I've never worked anywhere where we built something over a creek, so it would be new for me, and I'm not quite sure what to look for there. But I'm kind of glad that he's removed that proposal and that concern. So if you are inclined to approve this, then you should just outright say motion to approve the request for the variance.
Yes, discussion.
I read through this here pretty good, and I would agree. I think the field trip was a good thing. I think you know, depending on the case, I think that's we should probably do this in the future. I think the site visit's a great thing. the size of this lot is quite large. I would agree with the staff's findings in our presentation here that that I believe that the test does not met. The owner has to prove that they have undue or unnecessary hardship really to get the variance, and we should probably stick to our guns and not hand these out so easily. The owner will have to do some digging there in order to get that couple feet back, in order to meet the variance. It's pretty close. I don't think they'll have to excavate a whole lot. But I would agree with the staff on their finding not to approve the variance. Thanks.
Further discussion?
If you'd like to come up and address that, feel free. Ms. Brown, did you have anything to add to that?
No, I did not.
Okay, thank you.
Can I have a picture of the setbacks, please? Right. And can we go to the corner of the building? And so can you point out the part of the building that would be into the setback?
Do we have that?
So that's what we're looking at, is right. And so there's just a very small corner of the building that is into the setback. I understand setbacks in some sense, in that perhaps, you know, there are, perhaps the city would like to put utility lines there. Can anybody describe what the reason for a setback along this road would be?
Well, I could only suggest something. Just to throw something random out there, you know, your lot's quite large. I imagine in the future maybe you could develop it more, and you might have to, you know, terrace as you go up. But you're going to want parking area is a important thing. I mean, you got this nice building in there. Let's say this enterprise doesn't work out, and in the future you turn this into a retail store. This was just an example that I'm suggesting. But, you know, let's say you might want more parking. You know, would be an issue, because if you push that back, now you can open up parking on the side, out front, all around the whole building.
If I could just build on that, unfortunately, when you're looking for the variance, it's not as subjective as a decision as, say, this conditional use permit. And the whole purpose of it is to maintain, you know, a sense of order along corridors, especially commercial corridors or main corridors. And so we can't, those tests that are in there to meet are pretty rigorous, because otherwise everyone has a need that other property. Mm-hmm. And if we went ahead and said, oh, well, this is okay, it's only 6 feet of the 20 feet, because without actually having those very objective criteria to meet, then the whole ordinance would wind up getting thrown out. So that's why it's really not as easy to just say, oh, yeah, we kind of like it. I can't do that as well. So that's why those tests are in there.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, I get that.
Just so you know, if they do disapprove it, you can appeal that to council. Mm-hmm. So,
I guess that I just driving by, I wonder if anybody thinks as they're driving by, or if say for instance, would anybody have even noticed? For Evie and I, it's a, you know, it's talking about potentially an extra $50,000 or $70,000 to cut the hillside back, along with maintenance that's involved with keeping the hillside clear. There is it's very abrupt. I mean, as you saw in the field trip, we're pushed right up against the creek right now as it is. In fact, the southwest corner of the building is located in the creek, and that's what Thomas had mentioned. Thomas was mentioning earlier is that the way that the building is currently set on the lot, it's already in the creek, and we are, and as it sets, we'll have to do dirt work. It's just that the hill behind it is, I don't know, 8 or 10, 12 feet high, I would just like to say in closing that it would add significant cost to the construction of this building, and I would just like to remind the Planning Commission that we did give up 10 feet of right-of-way along the road on Overland Drive. We gave up 10 feet so for salmon restoration for Unalaska Lake. And had I had the foresight to ask for a favor, I may call it in the future, which is, you know, just a portion of this building, I think that perhaps I would have included that as a negotiating position and probably would have got it. I mean, if back then I held up the process, because it wasn't as if you could sit around and wait. You know, this your salmon restoration project was not going to wait. And I got the sense from the people working at utilities that we could really hold this process hostage. And instead of holding it hostage, because of how important this community is to Evie and I, and how important the salmon into the lake is, and how important the salmon restoration is to the quality of life of the members of our community, we gave that property up. We gave up 10 feet of our property for over 300 feet. For under market value. And again, if I had that to do it over, I certainly at that time I would have asked for a favor in the future of 6 feet by a 6 feet encroachment for probably looks like about 10 feet of the building. So for a 10 foot area along that road, along our property line, by 6 feet, I would have asked for that back then. And anyhow, that doesn't change the way we feel about the community. We love our city, but are happy to go along with your rulings and so on. But we hope that you would consider donations of property that Evie and I have made in the past.
Thank you. I guess my input would be, you know, I agree with Travis I also think that although you've done a lot of work in your, you know, your design of your building, losing those two freezers on the side gives you a lot more lot space to deal with the building. So not saying, you know, I'm sorry that you may have to change your design a little bit, but I do think that there's enough room for you to maybe block that one corner off so you're not in the easement, and then modify it so you have that additional space where those freezers were. You may need additional space too if you're going to put the freezers inside the building itself. So that, I guess that's my input.
I guess I didn't want to speak before Helen had a chance.
Helen, do you have anything to add?
No. Okay. No, you guys are fine. I'm listening.
Okay, thank you.
I just would like to reiterate that this is great. I'm glad that this project's, I mean, I'm happy for you and I'm excited, you know. By me not agreeing with this variance, I just want to make sure you understand that. yeah, I mean, your lot is plenty big. You don't have like a, you know, it, like I said, the way that it's written in here, an undue or unnecessary hardship. You know, there's not a cliff behind your place. I mean, you just have to dig some dirt. Unfortunately, we live on an island that's covered with lots of topography. And I don't know many people that didn't have to dig to build their place or fill or do something to that. So, you know, I understand it's expensive. I get it. I can't support the variance there, granting it for that little bit. But I mean, I feel that really you can, there's a way that you can make it work. Just different retaining wall options and things of that nature that, I think would not only augment your property as it is, because I wanted to mention, we skipped saying creek, but I think we're talking about the runoff, the water that collects at the toe of the hill behind your place. So I think there's a way that you could augment that and meet the space requirements needed for this building. Thanks.
Bill?
It looked like a creek because there was so much water. I guess I'm the one that said it was a creek, but... Mr. Dickerson, can I ask, since Monday when you all met and you've decided to move some of this around, do you actually have a final, like a site plan based on the building footprint, how it would look? I mean, is it, you were going to have things put inside instead of outside, et cetera. So I don't think this up here, what we have, isn't the final version, is it? So,
how is the freezer and how is the equipment going to be?
What I'd like to do is just suggest that even though it sounds like the commission doesn't sound like it's inclined to approve the variance, I'd suggest that the possibly you should explore, now that you've proposed changes, but you may not have them all laid out. So as not to start the timing of, if they say no, then you start looking into it. Maybe you don't need it at all, or maybe you even need a 7-foot one instead of a 6. I suggest you defer this for a month time to your next meeting so that you actually explore what you need to do. It may not change, but I'd rather you really have on paper what that size requirement is now. Maybe it's only 4 feet when you're done instead of 6, or 1 foot. Because what I'm hearing is it's changed since you made this application. So we'd be denying what you asked for like a month and a half ago, and I know you've made changes. I'd like to see what exactly that is. The financial difficulty, unfortunately, isn't one that's really a sellable argument, because the lines are there and it's a project you're putting the burden on yourself. So that's why most places don't, it's not a valid argument, even though finances are a valid argument in most cases for people. But it's a constraint for you on your site. So I'm just throwing that out there. The commission can do what it wants. It can take action, but I wouldn't want you to have to come in for a new variance for another, what is it, $200 for 3 feet instead of 6. So that's my suggestion.
I appreciate your input, Bill. With that being said, I would still feel the same way. if you're in this particular case, your lot is quite large, and if you ask for 2 feet, and I would be like, well, just dig the extra 2 feet, I would still say the same in this case, for this particular case.
Fair enough. I just wanted you to know that was a possibility.
Dustin, have you had the chance to look at, now that the freezers are gone, possibly rotating the building so it's, you know, faces the broadside, faces the street. Now it's much narrower. You don't necessarily need to dig in, possibly. Would it still fit on the property, or is that something you've looked at?
You know, this whole project has been a process of concessions, and, you know, I mean, work with how much property do we have to work with, how much product do we have to work with, and so this is just another step, you know, in getting to where we ultimately like to be. I appreciate how far we've gotten, how far we are in the process. I'm really happy with where we are. It's my job, though, as CEO of this company, to fight to save as much money as I can for our company. That's my job. And so if I stand up here and rail, and it's my CEO hat and not my community citizen hat. And so no, we have not. So we came up with a basic set of plans, and you know, we have not changed them. We didn't know what the ruling was going to be tonight. We didn't know if you were going to be for or against it tonight. But now that you're against it, then we will make those changes too. We're flexible. I think that that's just part of the game.
Thank you. Sure.
I'm Evie Dickerson, and I just don't see what the problem is. There's that big cement thick block that's sitting right there in that corner where it's all buried, and where the city probably would have to dig all of that up if they were going to use that side. It's a huge, what's the size of it?
4 by 12.
It goes deep, and it when we move the freezers now, we would have a lot of parking spaces if we were going to have some kind of other kind of business, which I doubt. Or
your property is a general commercial, so I mean, in the future, you could always grow. I mean, and your lot is huge. You could subdivide it, and who knows, maybe have housing above or something. It's
well, we added, you know, the wind factor up there, and our other building is, it runs perpendicular to the building, or is that big? So the reason why we have it this way is because it's easier on snow buildup, the wind. Did it the other way, I'm pretty sure we're going to get a good gust of other problems to our building.
That what she's saying is that we chose this orientation.
The building that we're in now is orientated perfectly. I don't think that the designers could have got it any better. You know, the wind normally blows either south or north through there, and so we chose the orientation and the position of this building because it works so well with the weather. And I think that that's what she's trying to convey, is that so we would not change the general orientation. Either we would move it back 6 feet, we would cut off a corner, but the building would stay where it is for the 90, at least 97% of the building would stay where it is. And if we can do something about that corner, well, anyhow, that's, I think that that's what Andy was trying to convey, was for the weather wise, it's just a good place to put a building, a good orientation on the lot.
And one more thing, when you guys all came out to see the where the vans were, I didn't think it would, you know, it was quite a bit away from the roadside where the trucks drive back and forth all the time, and we've never had any truck drive onto our property. That corner is going to be exactly next to the van. I mean,
to just kind of highlight this edge of the cement kind of underground tank that we saw, the edge between there and the fire hydrant is pretty much where the property line is.
Okay. I was going to add something. I mean, I don't know if for some reason, I mean, I'm not even really sure what that vault was or what if, but let's say for some reason in the future they find that there was something to dig it up, if it was left over from the war and maybe it's supposed to go away. If the building's really close to it too, that might be kind of a detriment if somebody's got to excavate in there to, now you've got, you know, you've got an open ditch right next to the corner of your building, which would be another issue. The only thing I could think of that would be bad is, you know, the trucks coming down the hill, and I don't know what the line of sight looks like looking to the right, you know, that heavy truck traffic's coming down and they're trying to slow down to look to see if cars, I don't know the height of the building, if it showed what the height would be or what that line of sight would look like.
About the same as about the height of the vans now. And again, the vans are perfectly where the building would be now. So if you can envision where the vans are, they don't seem to obstruct the line of sight. That
go scroll back up.
There you go.
Yeah, see, as you're coming down, and you look right as you come down the building.
That view is more from behind the.
It is, but as you're coming down, you can envision yourself rolling by, looking to the right. Well, anyways, that's not my excuse for not supporting it. It's really because of how it's written in our code is why I can't support it. So.
Yeah, I'm just seeing you have a motion on the table. I think it's a motion by Travis to accept staff recommendation, and it was seconded by Billy Joe. Is there any other discussion out there for you?
Any other discussion, Helen?
No.
Okay, I guess we have an all in favor not to accept this resolution. Say aye.
Say yeah, that's an aye, and I do not support.
Aye.
I do not support. Okay.
All right, it's denied. So I just want to say too, there's things out there that are in the easements and stuff like that, and people have placed things around town. We're just trying to be, you know, get some continuity here, so nothing against you in particular, but I'm super happy that you're going to be processing Octopus. So
we appreciate your support, and you know,
I'm not going to sweat so much.
Thanks, Dustin. Let's see, any other items here?
I would just tell you that an update on staffing. Morgan has resigned, and she was going to make that effective at the end of the month, and we went ahead and expedited that as of last week. And in attendance tonight is her replacement, Judy. I think she's Judy Hewling. She's going to be starting to work for us at the end of the month. I'd be very happy to have her. She's great at helping out the admin office across the hall from us, and we have a lot of little staff projects that I'm dying to have someone like her dig into and get done.
Great. So. Thank you. Welcome.
A reminder, if anybody hasn't filled out their POFD, to get those filled out and sent back to clerks. That's the statement of personal financial disclosure.
And that's due the end of this month, correct?
I think it's March.
Yes, so Mr. Travis Trump, get your finances in order. The other thing I'd say is
we'll get back to you on when it's due.
Okay.
But sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I have it. I just haven't filled it out
Okay.
The two members that are not present tonight are their terms expire in February. We'll make Vicky very aware that she'd have to reapply. And I think one of the things is we turn in attendance. So I'll inform Ms. Roll that her time is up and if she wants to continue to serve, but her attendance would go forward to council as well. So I don't know how favorably that'd be looked upon. So we really need it, just like tonight, you know, we really need to have people that, like you guys are, always let us know when you're able to be here or not, and that's not always the case. So we definitely need people who can help or call in, just like Helen did tonight, so that we don't hold people up, otherwise it'd been another month to solve this case, and that's holding up businesses.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
All right,
Thank you.
I have for you.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Thank you.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. Second.
Helen will.
All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you very much.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, good night, Joel.
Thank you, Helen.
You're welcome. Have a good evening.
Bye, thank you, Helen.
Thank
bye-bye.
You very much. For coming out. My hand is getting better.
Thank you so much.
Oh.
Must be sore. You should just hand me your other one.
I know, I should, but it's just
And, yeah, I wish
you. No, thank you very much.
Hey, you're welcome.
Thank you.